My first reaction after reading today's Bible passage this past week, the passages, was to immediately give up on my dream of having my own vineyard someday, what with the risk of sour grapes and nasty tenants. But other than the vineyard theme, is there anything that connects the gospel and Old Testament passages we hear today? Because I really don't think that the message here is don't grow grapes. The Bible is much too pro-wine for that. After all, Jesus' first miracle in John's gospel is turning water into wine at the wedding of Cana in Cana of Galilee. And nor is the message work harder at your grape growing, or even for the love of all that is holy, don't let anyone or anything, whether other people or invasive weeds, near your grapes. This being the Bible, there are multiple messages, of course. The gospel passage today, for instance, is a direct attack by Jesus on the superior attitudes of the Pharisees. But I think the common theme in these two passages is found in our third passage from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Paul says, "This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus." Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Now, one of the hardest things to do in this life is to forget what lies behind. It's hard to do if what lies behind was awful, and it's hard to do if what lies behind was wonderful. And for most of us, it's some of each. There's an excited dog over here just waiting to be blessed. Two, in fact. I've got plenty of holy water, no problem. Like the middle-aged man who was captain of his high school football team 30 years earlier and was the big man on campus and now has a 9-to-5 job he doesn't love and a mortgage and a dog that needs ointment applied to the insides of its ears 3 times a day, it can be hard for us to forget the wonderful days that lie behind us. But it can be even harder to forget what lies behind if what lies behind was terrible. Think of the trouble the vintner went to in today's reading from the prophet Isaiah. The text says that he, quote, had a vineyard on a very, very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever tried wild grape wine. I suspect not, because no one makes it, because it's awful. This vintner went to incredible effort and spent countless hours of his own time and money and labor to create a wonderful vineyard, and then it was ruined. Does the vintner then rend his clothing and beat the ground with his fists and throw good money after bad by trying to get wine out of his investment? No. He abandons it to the elements and walks away from it. And in today's parable in Matthew, Jesus is clear that the owner of the vineyard is going to throw out the violent tenants. And Jesus says, lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the harvest time. In neither case does the owner of the vineyard spend any time bemoaning his failures. Forgetting what lies behind, they strain forward to what lies ahead. The Bible doesn't say these owners had an easy time doing it, but they did it. St. Paul uses the word forgetting to make his point as strongly as possible, but he didn't literally forget what lay behind him. He didn't forget that he was a Jew of impeccable lineage and educational credentials, but he says, Whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. Meaning, all of that means nothing compared to the value of knowing and being known by Christ Jesus. Forgetting what lies behind, or more realistically, not being trapped in the past, is an important message just on its own. But of course, St. Paul doesn't say it just on its own. He says it in connection to his relationship with Jesus. He says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. We pray that what lies ahead for all of us who see in Jesus the path to new life is knowing Christ, his teachings, his example, his sacrifice, his resurrection to new life. In the 4th century, St. Gregory of Nyssa, in what is today Turkey, wrote that, quote, the one thing truly worthwhile is becoming God's friend. A friend is someone we know. And the way we as Christians know God is through knowing Christ. And we do that through coming together in his name each week, reading his words in Holy Scripture, seeing him in our neighbors, and following his commandment to love them as we love ourselves, and praying to him in the silence of our own hearts. None of this means we will actually forget the triumphs in our past, but it may mean that we visit them for inspiration rather than going to them in desperation. It doesn't mean we will forget the hardships in our past, but it may mean that, like a ship that has traveled through a storm to arrive finally at its destination, we can find peace in how far we have come and in whose harbor we are now safe. Amen.